row. Now we're going to move on and talk to a British AI entrepreneur who's aiming to end business decisions based on gut instinct. Joseph Wright's Semi Lattice develops an AI research model designed to bring consumer insight to the everyday business decisions traditionally considered too small, fast, or costly to research. Joseph Wright joins me now. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So I get the point of what Semi Lattice does. If you're about to launch a new product that's worth, you know, millions of pounds, and you're going to spend millions of pounds, you'll probably do a lot of research into how it goes down with consumers. But you don't have the time or the money to do the kind of research for other small changes in your business. So this is going to fill a gap.
Exactly, yeah. And we think the gap is very, very large. I spent about 10 years in big tech product and marketing roles. I think I did primary research three times, but I constantly made decisions about the customer and the user every day, probably every hour, sometimes every minute. And I think, frankly, I probably just got a lot of those wrong. And this is happening across all businesses everywhere. And the scientific, you know, the scientific nature of the research isn't perfect, but something like 95% of new products fail, 90% of startups fail, 98% of marketing is ignored. And it all comes down, we think, to just not having data about customers and users.
So can you bring it alive for me and give me an example of the kind of product decisions that people could make now using AI rather than necessarily relying on their gut instinct, which they would have had to do in the past?
Yes. Yeah, so accuracy is sort of 80 to 90% and improving. And mostly what we're talking about is the prediction of research outputs. So how your customers or users would answer questions. You can then apply that to lots of decisions. One of our customers, for example, the e-commerce company, they tested their product with our simulated users, sending them through their e-commerce website. They had a summer sale on at the time with a 30% discount. The simulated users put products into their basket. When they got to checkout, they found that the 30% discount wasn't actually applied, and that led them to not be sure about making the purchase and sort of drop out of the funnel. This was actually live on the customer's website, and they didn't discover it. They'd never do expensive market research for this kind of thing because it would just take too long and cost too much money.
Obviously, I'm a recovering politician. Could politicians start to use this for micro political decisions?
Yeah, absolutely. We think it would have tremendous applications there. The Holy Grail is sort of making social science more of a science, and this could be a step in that direction. I think it's already being done in politics. I also built a model of the Putney constituency for the last election and helped a Lib Dem candidate there to understand his audience. So, yeah. We're not going there right now, but we think it's the future.
Well, we don't want you going around helping the Lib Dems. Judith has got a challenge for you. She's texted in. I was aghast at the idea of making decisions without gut feelings. This is mad. Your gut feeling is an unconscious accumulation of all the information, attitudes and feelings that are relevant to the decision and expressed through your gut feeling. I ran a few businesses and learned from bitter experience to follow your gut. I mean, is the danger here, Joseph, that, you know, 10 years down the line, a business has been using your tool and all that institutional memory and gut feeling that could have been accumulated by the people in the company is gone?
I don't think we should move every decision over to being made purely based on what AI models say. It should always be a mixture of different signals. But to give you an example, a model we recently made for a customer combined data from 90,000 different customers in their market space into a model of 400 different sort of pseudo people that they could then query. I could never fit sort of information from 90,000 different customers into my head and build intuition on that. But we're not trying to replace intuition. We're just trying to enhance it with new data.
There you go. That's the AI entrepreneur Joseph Wright talking about his Semi-Lattice AI model, which aims to enhance your gut feeling rather than necessarily replace it.